Welcome to Tofu US, a space for real talk about life's truth.
They won't know you, Phil.
But really say out loud. No filters, no judgment. Just honest conversations that reminds us that we are not alone. Let's unfold unspoken together. Hey you, welcome to another episode of Truthful Yours. And before we get there, thank you so much for all the subscribers, all the followers, all the comments, all the feedbacks. You know what it says? We are really creating a truthful community and I love it here. So far, so good. Thank you so much, guys. And yeah, let's unfold another truth together. And on today's episode, we're not going to be loud. Will not be dramatic either. It's just a truthful and an honest conversation. It's just me and hopefully just you, wherever you're listening from, whether it could be in your office, in your car, chilling at home, doing something while working, whatever that it is. But I just hope you pay attention and this episode could mean something to you. And today's episode would be, who are you without the noise? Who are you without the noise? And how we're going to unfold this truth? We're going to separate it into two questions. The first one is, who are you? And the other part is, what is the noise? So sit with me as we unfold this truth.
Truthful You Was Podcast.
So, have you ever asked yourself who you really are? Who are you? Do you know yourself for you? Or do you know yourself for how others have labeled you? Do you know yourself for you? Or do you know yourself for how others have labeled you? Because there's a difference. There is knowing you for you. There is actually understanding you. Your values, your principles, what you want, what you do not want, what are your likes and dislikes, what are your tastes, what's your body like, what's your mind like, what you're attracted to, what you can entertain, what you cannot entertain, what looks like you, what doesn't look like you. That is like knowing yourself, actually knowing yourself. And there is knowing yourself for how others have labeled you. It could be family, it could be friends, it could be the society around you, it could be your colleagues at work, it could just be anybody. They have labeled you for how they have seen you or for what you have done or for who you are to them. So they're trying to tell you what they see of you, and you internalize their perspective and their opinions to define yourself. And you live by that. You walk by that. Let's think of it this way. Assume you are in class. And then maybe a teacher called you to answer a question. And then you did stand up and you actually knew that particular answer. And you were like so confident about it. And you were loud and boldly. You answered that question with like loud and boldly just because you knew the answer. And from then, the teacher labeled you as that bold girl or that bold guy. And from then onwards, you now carry yourself as boldly, just because the teacher said you are boldly. You understand? Or maybe you could not answer that question and then they said you are a shy one. Everybody said, oh, yeah, she's shy, oh, he's shy. And from then onwards, you carry yourself as a shy person just because they said you are shy. But deep down, you know you're not shy. It's just a moment. Now, people are defining you by that single moment, and you're also drowning into that perspective and opinion, and you're carrying yourself as a mimic and a shy person just because they said you are. That's what I'm trying to say, and differentiate between who you really are for you and who you really are for how others have labeled you. Others might have been called the crybabies. Others will be told they're loud. Others will be like, they're just so confident, they're strong, they're powerful, they are whatever. Or they could just label you or I anyway, but deep down you know you're not that person. For example, most people, when they get to meet me or I get to engage with them, I always have this remark of like, I am very confident and I'm boldly. Like, she's so bold and so strong, but deep down I'm a very soft person and I know that. And because I had to do some work to get to know myself for me and not for how others have labeled me. So that is the question that I'm asking you today. Do you know yourself for you, or do you know yourself for how others have labeled you? Let's go to the second part, the noise. What is the noise? Because our episode is titled, Who Are You Without the Noise? So the noise could be a pressure to be something for everyone. It could be the ones that are telling you should be further by now, or you telling yourself, I should be having this, I should have gotten this, I should be here, I should be there. The noise could be the expectation from family, from friends, from societies, you know. The noise could also be just performing. You know, some other people don't live their lives authentically. They just perform, they just put an act, and it's exhausting putting an act. It is exhausting for not be yourself. The standards that you want for you, but the standards kept by other people for you. It is just exhausting when you force yourself to smile all the time just because they said you're always happy. So you're gonna smile all the time just because they said it. Even though you're tired, even though you're angry, even though whatever. It's the act of saying yes, even though you can't do it, even though you're breaking. It's pretending you are fine when actually you're falling apart. So that's the noise. And the noise can be both sides, from externally, like external pressure, or it could come internally from yourself. It could be your thoughts, could be your expectations, it could be anything that is loud, and that could be the noise. And I get it. I've been there, done that. So, and sometimes I still am there. I'm still figuring it out. So the question still remains the same. Who are you really without all this noise? Without the title, without your followers, without that role in your family? Because some of us are the firstborns in the family, so we make the decisions, we are the leaders, we are the ones who decide everything. So who are you really without that role? Who are you really without being married? Who are you really without being a mom? Who are you really without being that best work at work? Who are you really? Just you. Do you really know yourself? If all these titles and the things we intended to go away, what do we remain with? Would you like yourself after that? Would you still recognize yourself after all that is gone? Really, would you be comfortable to sit with you without the noise? So, what if the truest version of you, it is not the one that gets clapped for? What if she's the version of the softer person, not loud, not entitled, not bold? She's just soft, she's just slow, she's just taking her time. What if that is the truest you and not this fake picture you're painting on the outside to fit the noise? So if you're in a season where things feel loud, where you attach your value to how productive you are, how visible you are, how perfect you appear, honey, let me remind you, you were someone before the noise, and you are someone still without the noise. So let's look and figure out, who is that person without all this noise? I want to try something. Let's do this. If you are in somewhere quiet, take a moment and breathe in and just like think through, who am I really when I'm not performing? What brings me peace when I'm not applauded, when I'm not congratulated, when I'm not seen? What do I believe about myself that's actually someone else's voice? Ask yourself these questions. For me, as much as I work and sometimes I'm out here doing everything, engaging with people. And people think that I'm extroverted too. They're like, she's so kind. Yes, I'm kind. And the people think I'm just like, I'm a people's person. But sometimes, really, really deep down within me, I am so very much introverted. I love being inside. I love being alone. I love to have my own time with myself, not even being on the phone, not being with anybody else. I just want to be me, alone, in my room, in my blanket, watching some good show, drinking my hibiscus tea. That is what I like. That is who I am, and that brings me peace. As much as I look like I am very extroverted, people's person, outgoing, loud, bold, whatever, on the outside, like deep down, I'm always like, I just wanna go home and be alone. And be alone, just to be with myself, silently and slowly pacing. That's what I really like. Because I came to realize sometimes clinging to the noise so much, it is exhausting. And if you really do not know who you really are without all of this noise, you'll be lost. You'll be lost and you'll crash down at some point. So it's really important, like really, really important to ask yourself these questions. Who am I when I'm not performing? Whom am I when I'm not congratulated or applauded? And what do I actually believe myself, which is not somebody else's voice? Know your standard, know your values, know what you cannot entertain, know what you are going to go for, know your values, know your principles, know all of these things about yourself so that it does not get saturated with the noise outside or even an intrusive thought that is telling you otherwise from what you believe that you are. So, that's it. For example, if I'm to be asked, who is Judith without the noise? I'd say, she's a little softer than she pretends to be. I come off strong most of the time. I get a compliment, but deep down I'm really, really soft. And I know that I don't need to hear it from anybody else because I know myself. And as much as I look so confident majority of the time, I'm also scared. And I care so deeply, even if sometimes it costs me, but I care. And I am still becoming, still unlearning, still learning, still remembering my worth beyond my work. And that's the version that I'm still learning to love. It is really important to get to know you before anybody else, before the noise, before the titles, before all of these things. So you're going to be reminding yourself for 7 days consecutively who you really are without all the noise. Because I promise you, you're going to discover yourself and you're going to love it there. Let me end there for today and let me know your thoughts on this episode. Is it a question that is worth asking yourself? Is it a part that is worth unfolding about yourself? Let me know in the comment. Thank you very much. Until next time, truth who you was, always.
Truthful You Was Podcast.